Bhagavad Lila, 10th Canto, Chapter 34. Nanda Baba saved and the Shankachuta demon slain by Krishna. One day the coward men went to Ambikavan to worship Lord Shiva on Shivratri. They bathed in the river Saraswati and worshipped Lord Pashupati and Ambika, a form of Durga. After giving charity to the Brahmins, consisting of cows, gold, and clothing, and cooked grains mixed with honey, the gopas fasted all day and drank water after sunset. While they were sleeping, a huge, hungry python appeared from the jungle and swallowed Nanda Maharaj. Nanda cried out, "Krishna Kaniya, my dear boy Kanu, this huge python is swallowing me. Please save me, for I am surrendering to you." Hearing this, all the coward men woke up. In great anguish, they beat the python with blazing logs from the fire. Even though Nanda was being burnt, the snake would not release him. Krishna came and touched the serpent with his lotus foot. And upon contacting the Supreme Lord, that snake, all of his sinful reactions were destroyed in an instant. And he gave up his snake's body and appeared as a Vidyadhara, a very subtle angel-like being, human-like with wings. And he offered obeisances to Krishna with great humility. And Krishna said, "My dear sir, you're so wonderful, glowing with great beauty. Who are you? How you became a horrible, terrible snake?" The Vidyadhara replied, "I am a well-known Vidyadhara named Sudarshan. I was very opulent and beautiful. I would wander everywhere in my Viman. Once I saw some ugly sages in the dynasty of Angira Muni. Proud of my beauty, I ridiculed those sages. And because of my offense, they cursed me to become a snake. It is actually for my benefit that I was cursed, for now I have been touched by your lotus foot and relieved of all my inauspiciousness. My dear Lord, you destroy all fear for those who take shelter of you. Now, because I have been freed from the sage's curse by the touch of your sweet lotus foot, please allow me to return to Vidyaloka. O Lord of the devotees, I surrender unto you. Please command me as you will." Sudarshan received permission to depart and circumambulated Krishna. Then he bowed down to offer obeisances and went to the heavenly planets. The Brijbasis were amazed to see Krishna's prowess. After worshipping Shiva, they returned to Vrindavan, describing Krishna's wonderful pastimes the whole way back to town. One full moon night in the month of Phalgun, Holy Purnima, Krishna and Balaram and their respective groups of gopis were playing Holi in the forest. There was all types of beautiful music and singing. And the gopis lost themselves in the music. They didn't see how their garments were loosening and their hair and garlands were disheveled. At that time, a worshipper of Kubera named Shankachuta happened on the scene. He thought that Krishna and Balaram were simply ordinary boys, and that all these beautiful women should be enjoyed by him. Shankachuta took charge of the women as if he were their husband, and he started driving them away towards the north. The gopis started crying, "Krishna! Ram!" Seeing the gopis as if they're being stolen by a thief, Krishna and Balaram chased the demon while calling out, "Do not fear!" The boys picked up branches of the shala tree, and they chased that lowest of the guyakas, who was running away swiftly. Seeing Krishna and Balaram coming toward him like the personification of time and death, Shankachuta became terrified.
He considered the two boys to be way too strong, so he abandoned the women and ran for his life. Govindadev chased the demon, eager for the jewel that was shaped like a conch shell, decorating the forehead of that demon, Antaka. Balaram stayed with the gopis to protect them. Catching up with that demon, Krishna severed his head from his body with his fist blows. Taking the jewel, he presented it to Balaram with great satisfaction as the gopis looked on.